Hey, Wiki listeners, it's Rachel.
And Victor, did you know I host the fantastic NYC Talent Show
every Monday night at the Parkside Lounge in New York City?
It's an off-off-Broadway showcase where you can see New York's underground performance art up close.
We've got weekly special guests like Colin Quinn, Janine Garofalo, Tone Bell, and lots more.
Use the code WIKILISTEN for a special discount on tickets when you go to nyctalentshow.com.
That's nyctalentshow.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This is the Wikipedia page for Foot and Mouth Award. Welcome to WikiListen, the podcast where we read Wikipedia pages and provide commentary. I'm Victor Varnado, KSN.
And I'm Rachel Teichman, LMSW, reminding you to subscribe. And I stand by it.
So the Foot and Mouth Award is interesting to me because, well, you know what? I don't need to tell you what it is, but I'm just excited about the quotes we get to read.
Me too.
Foot and Mouth Award. The Foot and Mouth Award is presented each year by the Plain English Campaign for a baffling comment by a public figure. The award was first made in 1993 when it was given to Ted Dexter, the chairman of selectors for the England cricket team. It was awarded again the following year and after a two-year break annually from 1997 to 2022.
I wonder why it ended.
Probably because the world has gotten so increasingly stupid that this is just impossible to hand out that many awards.
Perhaps. The Plain English Campaign was set up in 1979 when the founder, Chrissy Mayer, shredded hundreds of jargon-filled forms and documents in Parliament Square, London. The group gave their first awards the next year, rewarding organizations that used plain English and highlighting those that did not. Although the Foot and Mouth Award was first presented in 1993, the group's 1991 awards gave acknowledgement to a confusing comment by Dan Quayle, then Vice President of the United States.
The award has been presented 20 times, and only Rhodri Morgan and Boris Johnson have received it more than once. The Welsh politician won in both 1998 and 2005 and made a lighthearted response to his second win, claiming that his first award had made his name. Politicians have been recipients of the award more times than any profession, collecting it on 14 occasions. Athletes, sports managers, and sports commentators have won 4 times. George W. Bush received a Lifetime Achievement Award in 2008 for services to gobbledygook throughout his presidency.
Phrase foot and mouth is of a family of idioms having to do with eating and being proven incorrect, such as to eat crow, eat dirt, to eat your hat or shoe, all probably originating from to eat one's words, which first appears in print in 1571 in one of John Calvin's tracts on Psalm 62, God eateth not his words when he hath once spoken. Wiki listeners, you can support us by listening to this message while you take a surprising biblical turn.
Thank you for listening to that message, everyone. So We're back. And so now we get to read some of the people who won the Foot and Mouth Awards. Here's how I think we could do this. Like, I'll read one, and then you read the next person on the list that you recognize, and I'll read the next person on the list that I recognize. How about that?
Okay.
Okay. So the first person on the list I recognize is Dan Quayle. He won in 1991. And the rationale was that although the Foot and Mouth Award was not introduced until 1993, Vice President of the United States Dan Quayle received a special mention during the Plain English Campaign's 1991 awards for saying, quote, "We offer the party as a big tent. How do we do that with the platform, the preamble to the platform, or whatnot that remains to be seen? But that message will have to be articulated with great clarity." That's the end of the quote.
I don't really understand it.
That's why they gave him the Foot and Mouth Award, because it did not make any sense.
Okay, the next name that I recognize on this list is Boris Johnson. So skipping to 2004. In an episode of the panel show, Have I Got News for You, Conservative?, Member of Parliament Johnson commented, "I could not fail to disagree with you less." Nice.
Amazing. I'm going to go backwards because I can't believe you did not recognize Alicia Silverstone.
You know, I saw the name and I was like, that's kind of familiar. But then I was like, is it familiar, though? So I skipped her.
She skipped Alicia Silverstone and Richard Gere. Okay, so in 2000, Alicia Silverstone, the rationale is the American actress was awarded for saying, "I think that Clueless was very deep. I think it was deep in the way that it was very light. I think lightness has to come from a very deep place if it's true lightness."
I've never actually seen Clueless.
It's a great movie, but her quote about it is highly confusing.
The next name that I recognize is Naomi Campbell of 2006. The English supermodel picked up the award for saying, "I love England, especially the food. There's nothing I like more than a lovely bowl of pasta."
All right, the next person I recognize is 2008 George W. Bush.
Oh, I wanted to take George W. Bush.
The rationale was Bush was given a Lifetime Achievement Award for services to gobbledygook during his final year as President of the United States. His gaffes were described as covering a large number of topics and included comments such as, "I know what I believe. I will continue to articulate what I believe, and what I believe, I believe what I believe is right. And I hope you leave here and walk out and say," what did he say?
Well, he achieved it. The next name that I recognize is 2012 Mitt Romney. Isn't he dead? Is he still alive?
I don't know. It's out of my head.
Hold on. Oh, he's still alive. Huh. U.S. presidential candidate Mitt Romney received the award for making gaffes on the domestic front. "I like being able to fire people who provide services to me. On the international stage, for example, regarding the London Olympics, quote, there are a few things that were disconcerting. The story is about the private security firm not having enough people, the supposed strike of the immigration and customs officials. That obviously is not something which is encouraging. And confused comments such as, I believe in an America where millions of Americans believe in an America that's the America millions of Americans believe in. That's the America I love."
I recognize Russell Brand in 2014. The rationale for his award was the Plain English Campaign said that Brand was out on his own among contenders for the title, adding, "While we admire Russell Brand's determination to open up a debate about democracy and the dire state of the world, we struggle to make sense of most of his comments." Among Brand's, quote, singled out by the campaign was, quote, "The internal mayhem I'm feeling is spilling out everywhere. I loved it and felt very connected to activism, particularly activism that feels loaded with potential, not the oppositional activism that seemed like there's a stasis around it, earnestly sincere, but a monolith equal to the establishment."
All right, obviously the next name that I recognize is Donald Trump, 2015. Businessman Donald Trump was at the time campaigning for the Republican nomination in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. The Plain English Campaign said that Trump was unrivaled for the award. In particular, the campaign cited his remarks on Mexican immigrants, quote, "They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime. They're rapists. And some, I assume, are good people," end quote. And on Senator John McCain, quote, "He's not a war hero. He was a war hero because he was captured. I like people who weren't captured." I feel gross for reading that famed quote about Mexicans.
The next person I recognize is Elon Musk. And Elon Musk, in 2018, Musk received the award for the comment, "Sorry, pedo guy, you really did ask for it," in response to British Thai caver Vern Unsworth rejecting his proposal to build a submersible to aid in the Tam Mong cave rescue.
I feel like I need a lot more context.
Yeah, I don't really want to read about it. I'm sure I'm just going to find out that, oh, I don't want it now.
Yeah, that's probably true. Well, Boris Johnson does show up another time, so I'm going to end my quotes there because that's the last person I recognize. 2019, Boris Johnson. On the 5th of September, Prime Minister Johnson stated that he would, quote, "rather be dead in a ditch than request an extension to the Brexit deadline of the 31st of October. Johnson later wrote to European Council President Donald Tusk to request an extension after being compelled to do so by the Benn Act. Okay. Well, that's where we're going to end it.
Yeah, there you have it, everybody. The Foot and Mouth Award is just one of those things I think is pretty cool.
Me too.
Wish it was still going on, you know?
I bet we could do it. The Wiki Listen Foot and Mouth Awards.
I do not need another task. Thanks. This has been the Wikipedia page for Foot and Mouth Award.
Thanks for listening to WikiListen. You can find us at wikilisten.com and on all social media and on TikTok at WikiListen, except for X, which is at wiki_listen. Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts because it really helps us out. Check us out on YouTube for more content. And don't forget to smash that subscribe button with your will to stick with your word, even though you're digging yourself deeper in a hole.
If there's a particular page you'd like us to read, let us know. We will read it.
The biggest names in tennis are coming to Paris for the most anticipated Roland Garros in years. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. Experience 3 weeks of unparalleled tournament access as the world's top players in tennis face off against each other. Will the veteran champions continue their dominance, or will a fresh face emerge to challenge their legacy on the clay courts? Daily live coverage of this epic showdown begins Monday, May 20th. Don't miss a matchup. Stream it now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.